Remote learning has been around for decades. Classes have been taught by closed-circuit television or on videotape, eventually to wind up on the internet. However, 2 years ago, online learning became the only option, not just for universities, but public schools as well. And out of necessity came innovation. Courses that were never taught online were now available and thriving because of the internet. Nathan Cragen, a manager in OSU's College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology, joins the podcast to discuss how OSU has become one of the top online degree program institutions in the country. Out of 1,728 online degree programs assessed across the country, OSU's College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology appeared three times on the list. That's tied for 17th in the Master's Engineering program. You guys placed 12th in the best online Master's in Engineering programs for veterans, which I thought was really cool. And number 17 against the best online Master's in Engineering Management programs. So can you kind of walk me through what sets these programs apart from the rest of the country?
Dallas, I believe the thing that which differentiates us from the other entities is the manner in which we provide service to our students. When our faculty and staff work with the students, they look on creating quality interactions, not simply transactions. And as a result, that contributes to the overall retention and success of students in their program.
So I think this is a common question. Some subjects like, let's take engineering, for example, can be hard to kind of get a grasp on from like an online standpoint. Kind of walk me through how the instructors kind of get kids involved in something that obviously from online, you can't really be hands-on. How does that look?
I believe the key to our success is the student focus, which we have. It's geared towards engaging the students, and adding to this manner is the willingness of faculty to utilize new technology and practices to enhance the way students learn. And so students coming into the university are comfortable with technology. Faculty realize that, and so what they do is they create the curriculum around that to utilize that. So when they go in, students are motivated. They're actually excited to be in class.
So I ask you, when asked about ways to engage an online audience when teaching hands-on topic like engineering and architecture, what are these programs and topics that engage the best faculty?
You know, as you move out to the workforce, and as you're aware, it's a rapidly evolving workforce with utilizing new technology and practices. Dean Tukowski wants us to be a leader in this area, and so we see that with his investments that he's made in the college, such as utilizing Endeavor and new technology. He wants the students, when they come out from OSU, that they're recognized among their peers. People see them as a leader. And so to do that, what he does is he encourages and motivates the faculty to look for opportunities in their respected fields that are highly sought after in industry.
So we can kind of transition into the Spears School of Business. They made the list three times. They were tied for 28th in best online MBA, which is Masters of Business Administration programs, and 19th best in online for veterans, which really interests me. We'll talk about the veterans aspect for a sec. Walk me through the veterans type of the program. Are there scholarships when it comes to being a veteran?
Dallas, I'm proud of Oklahoma State University. If there's one thing that we do extremely well, is the service that we render to our military personnel. I look at how the university has gone to the efforts, great efforts, to create different units on campus to assist our veterans. I think of our Veteran Benefit Service Office, which is in the Registrar, and also our Office of Student Veterans Success. And what these entities do is they focus on the veterans, whether it's simply them getting enrolled in courses and getting started on their path to their academic success, or helping them find VA benefits. The focus is they want to help and see these individuals succeed.
So I took another quote. Dr. Ken Eastman, the dean of the Spears School of Business, says we have a high quality and affordable program. Can you kind of speak on that? What are the factors that kind of factor into OSU having one of the best online degree programs from that standpoint of high quality and affordable?
Two things come to mind. The first one is the manner in which we provide service to our students. So I would like to, you know, if you think about a restaurant as an example, oftentimes the success of a restaurant is based on the word of mouth and the reputation it has. And so if they provide great service and if they provide great food, the likelihood that they'll continue to have repeat business and actually increase is high. However, if they skimp and they provide poor quality service or poor food. As we know, oftentimes they struggle and eventually in many cases fail. And I think that's the same with OSU. People are aware of the quality that they will receive at OSU, the reputation OSU has become with regards to a leader in academics. And students see this value and desire it. And the second one, which goes to that, is the quality of education provided. I look at the areas in the fields that we have, and we have individuals, faculty members across campus who are respected leaders in their fields. And what they do is that technology, that expertise, that the practices, best practices, they bring those into the classroom. And what happens is our students, when they go out and they're looking for jobs and they're applying, organizations in industry, they recognize that, hey, these individuals from Oklahoma State University, these students, they have the skills and tools that we need, which adds to the overall value students receive.
I'm going to do a little transition here. It's not modern day unless we talk about how COVID-19 affects stuff. So is COVID-19 have anything to do with these online rankings and achievements? And if so, was it because of everything now being more centered around online learning?
Great question, and I'm glad you brought that up. With regards to COVID-19, overall, it had very little impact with regards to our rankings and the achievements we received. However, it did impact the manner in which the courses were delivered. And so one of the ways in which it changed that is all of a sudden, the opportunities such as, for instance, labs and so forth, which were previously considered not even feasible to be offered online, it forced instructors and faculty members to look at what are some ways that we can provide this opportunity to students. And so what happened is it pushed OSU, COVID-19 pushed OSU to be more innovative. And as a result, you saw faculty members utilize new technology, try new things. And what happened is that creativity spilled over into the students, where all of a sudden the students took off. And you see that in the way that they completed projects and assignments.
So if I want to get a visual here, describe OSU's various online programs before the pandemic and then after the pandemic.
Before the pandemic, I would say they were comparable to what you would imagine with regards to online. However, after COVID, what you now see is a more modern approach where the jumps with regards to utilizing technology and the such as Zoom and GoToMeetings and WebEx and Microsoft and so forth, it's become a tremendous part of it, to where now the labs, which were once solely in person and hands-on, students are able to get in on their computers, utilize software to run simulations, and do things which were previously unthought of at a university setting.
In your opinion, is online learning the new wave, I guess we could call it? Where do you see online learning going in the next 10 years?
Dallas, to be honest, and research backs this up, the future is in online learning. So the data backs this up when it comes to growth at universities. On-campus enrollment will continue to be small increments, Whereas individuals love the flexibility provided online. And you look at the younger generations that are out there, they enjoy the things that are out there on, say, for instance, YouTube, Instagram, and it's proven that they're able to learn and grasp concepts extremely quickly.
What do you say to a student that may be hesitant when it comes to joining an online program rather than just doing the traditional in-person experience?
You know, I would encourage them to give it a chance. If they're able to go out on the internet now and to learn stuff from the internet, then they can do it. The only challenge that I've ever witnessed is a lot of it is self-motivation. But if you're an individual that enjoys and are able to motivate and push yourself, I can guarantee you you'll succeed and you'll have a great time. And it's one of those where the flexibility is incredible. Especially, you know, we think about those cold days or those hot days where students have to trek up to class, they sit for an hour listening to a lecture, whereas from the comfort of your location, you can do the class, be able to rewind, replay, to where you are actually able to grasp all the concepts.
Speaking on your personal experience, do you have any good experiences with online learning throughout your educational experience that you can speak on?
You know, when I was first at OSU, I started off and I was completely in person. I was similar to a lot of students where you're hesitant about change, about the opportunity to do online. And so what I personally did was I tried it. And to be honest, I absolutely enjoyed it. And I was in the College of Business and doing my bachelor's degree. And after that, Dallas, I developed a love for online learning. And I think that's what's taken me to this point in time. And it's neat seeing students do that. And it's common where, you know, they'll take one course or two courses, and then all of a sudden they're hooked. They love it. And they find that the interaction they have is no different with their faculty member if they were in person. And so they have a great experience.
So I was searching on the SEAT website, CEAT, and it says, teaching online is successful when thoughtfully planned. And I thought that was pretty interesting. Can you kind of briefly talk on how online teachers go through it and what thoughtfully planned means? Like, what are they planning for to teach an online class? How is it different than in person?
You know, one of the challenges, and I would say the greatest challenge that you face online is when you're teaching in person, you're able to gather a sense of, you know, are the students grasping what I'm sharing? Are they understanding the concepts? Whereas online, it's that separation where you're unable to determine by nonverbal cues that they're picking it up. And so as our faculty have been concerned about that, I've watched them when they're building their courses and they break them into small modules, that they factor that into it, whether it's the implementation of quizzes or activities to ensure that, hey, at the end of this course or at the end of this segment, the student truly understands what's going on. And so a lot of thought goes into the little small increments of what can I do to make sure that our students understand what's being taught, because I'm not there in person to ensure that they understand it or that they're able to ask questions.
What can I expect as an incoming student to one of these programs?
To have a great time. It's one of those where, you know, I'll go back to what I shared earlier. And I think that's the key to our success. And what makes OSU stand out from others is we're all about the interactions. They're not transactions. So as a student comes in, we don't look at them as a number moving through a large system. So student number 3,825, but we look at them as Kevin Smith or Susan Thompson. How can we help Kevin and Susan succeed? And I think that is probably the neatest part about what we offer. Dallas, hey, to those listening, it's one of those, if you've ever thought about it, if you kick the idea around about doing online, do it. I promise you won't regret it. And if anything, I think it's something that you'll quickly love and enjoy. And as I said, this is the future. It's only going to grow. And I think we see that with all the online degrees, the online certifications. It's what the movement of the future is heading towards, all online.
Online learning continues to evolve as professors find new ways to engage students through a screen. If you want to learn more about the College of Engineering, Architecture, and Technology online program, visit ceat.okstate.edu. I'm your host, Dallas Haggerty. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.